Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Republican has announced his intention to run for the Iowa House in District 28. Let's go in-depth with Iowa State Trooper John Thorpe from Knoxville. John, where are you from?
I'm actually from Knoxville. I was born in Des Moines, but my maternal family was all here in Knoxville at the time of my birth, and we moved back right after the birth, and I grew up here. I went to school from preschool all the way up to high school here.
So deep roots in Knoxville and Marion County.
Absolutely. Spent almost my whole life here.
And then after high school, what'd you do?
After high school, I got hired by the Department of Public Safety. I was fairly fortunate. I got hired at age 20. I went to school a little while in between. But from age 20 until today, I've been employed by the Department of Public Safety in several different roles.
And most recently as a trooper.
That's correct.
What's that like?
I find it satisfying. It's like any job. It has its ups and downs. But on balance, I really enjoy it.
And you cover Marion County as part of your duties.
That's correct.
So if I see those red flashing lights behind me, it might be you.
It's very possible that it could be.
Especially on a highway.
Yes, that's very possible.
But what made you want to go into law enforcement?
Actually, most of my family is in the medical profession, both in medicine and, nursing mainly. And I developed kind of an interest in emergency medical positions. And at some point, I just made the transfer over. I suppose the flashing lights you mentioned were kind of the common ground between the two. And I don't know. It just kind of organically happened, I suppose.
So at times when you're out on the highway, I presume that you use some medical skills.
Yeah, on occasion. I respond to a lot of accidents, just like a lot of other law enforcement does. So fortunately, our ambulance services here in Marion County generally arrive pretty quickly, and they have a lot more training than I do. So that's why I say fortunately, because usually they get there within a short period of time after I've gotten there.
And so what counties do you cover, General? You don't cover the entire state, I presume.
No. I'm assigned to District 2, and that district covers 11 counties, in mainly south central Iowa, I guess would be a good way of describing it.
And so over the course of one day, you're not going to get to 11, but you might get to several counties?
Oh, sure. It's not uncommon at all to get to 4 or 5.
And why did you decide that you wanted to run for office?
I've been interested in government ever since I was a little kid, I guess, and I've just thought of doing this for a long period of time. If you're asking why have I decided to do it right now, obviously the opportunity has come open with Representative Hartsill not seeking re-election, and I decided now would be a good time.
Now, I've seen you over the last few years, I've seen you a lot of political events, and I guess I thought at first that you were there in some kind of an official capacity, but I soon learned that you were there in part because you're just interested.
Yes, and there have been many times where I would go to an event like that, maybe on my lunch break, or maybe right after I got off work or something like that. I've been interested in government and politics as long as I can remember.
And you're a bit of a historian too, right?
Definitely an amateur historian. But I enjoy reading a lot of history.
History and politics sort of mixed in your sort of leisurely reading?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say generally American history, American politics for some reason is something that's particularly interesting to me. And yeah, I read a lot of it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with John Thorpe, who's announced that he plans to run for the Iowa House in District 28. Well, a lot of us are interested in politics and history, but that doesn't make us want to run for office. What's different about you? Why run for office?
I'd like to think that as much as I've studied government and history, and the nexus between the two. I'd like to think that maybe with that knowledge I can make a positive impact. As far as what makes that different than somebody else who's interested in government politics, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody that's interested in those topics. I can really only speak for myself.
You clearly want to make a difference. You think that you can make a difference yourself by engaging in political activity, being elected office.
Yes, and I don't say that. I hope that doesn't sound like it's being said arrogantly. I definitely don't mean it that way. I actually mean it in a humble way. But I hope that I could make a difference.
Now, what would be some of the main issues that you'd want to focus on right out of the gate? What are some of the challenges that you really want to tackle?
Well, right now, obviously, mental health is an issue of great concern. That's something I'm interested in, trying to make that situation better statewide. I'm interested also in the VA campus. As I mentioned, I have a lot of relatives in the medical profession. Most of them worked and retired from the Knoxville VA, and so I remember being there as a young kid, and it's just sad to me that facility was so beautiful at one time and so vibrant, so full of life, and now it just sits there, I guess, dormant and decaying. I'd really like to work from the state level with people at the city and federal level to hopefully get something done out there. I don't know right now what that looks like, but I think it's important that we keep trying to do something with the place.
Well, yeah, if we don't, it's just going to lie in potential ruin.
Absolutely. If we don't do something with it now, it's just going to continue getting worse, and the issue will still be there. So the sooner that we can get something done with it, the better, in my opinion.
Now, certainly public safety also has to be a concern for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are several aspects of the larger issue of public safety that I'm very concerned about. I'm seeing more fatalities on the highway. There are a lot of different reasons for that, in my opinion. And one of them is we do have about 100 fewer troopers than we had, I suppose, 10 or 15 years ago. And that makes a difference. Drivers know that we're not out there like we used to be. That's one issue. Another issue that doesn't get a lot of news around here necessarily, but it's rampant on the internet, or I should say there's a lot of interest in it on the internet, and that is unsolved homicides. We have quite a few in Iowa over the last 30 or 40 years, and that's not at all, in my opinion, because of the special agents and investigators that are working those cases. I think we are very fortunate in the level of talent and dedication that we have in our investigators and special agents. But I think it's simply a matter of resources. When new cases come in the front door, unfortunately some of the cases that are a little bit older get pushed to the back, and without resources, without figuring out a way to get more hours in a day than 24, unfortunately there's just too many of those cases. There are too many of those cases that are just sitting dormant. And we need more resources in that area.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with John Thorpe, who's announced that he plans to run for the Iowa House in District 28. Well, now, a lot of us took great pride in a national magazine, I think it was U.S. News and World Report, saying that Iowa was the best state in the nation. But those of us that pay attention know there's some big problems. There's problems with funding for public education, Medicare, Medicaid, mental health. To us, we recognize there are major, major problems. Year after year, the public schools aren't getting the funding that they need. They're getting more funding, but it never keeps up with inflation. Teachers are asked to do more with less. We've got all kinds of issues that are facing our kids and our teachers that weren't there a generation ago. And we've got some great school districts, but the funding is lagging. What do you suggest that we do with that?
Well, I think that's obviously, when we're talking about layoffs and that type of thing, and if we're talking about students not having the type of education that they deserve, of course that's an issue of great concern. Not to backtrack here, but you mentioned at one point the difficulty with some of the students And that's one of the issues with respect to mental health that I'm concerned about. It's my understanding from research that I've done, and I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist by any means, but I've been able to find some information that it appears that the sooner you can deal with a mental health concern, and when I say sooner, I mean in terms of the age of the person that we're talking about, the earlier that we can offer some treatment of some sort, the better off everybody is. And definitely the better off that the individual we're talking about is.
We've got some issues with the Department of Human Services and funding and the kinds of resources that are needed there. I mean, and just mental health in general. There's lots of financial issues, and yet we've got some people are being critical of the administration for big tax cuts to corporations that aren't bringing very many jobs. We don't have enough money in the budget. The farm economy is tough, but we need more resources. I mean, how do you propose to deal with this conundrum?
Maybe I'm going to bring up a bit of history. It's going to sound like I'm not answering this question, but I actually will. These conundrums are why we have the system of government that we have. One thing has stayed the same throughout our history, and that's that there, if you will, there are many, many masters and many interests to serve. And everybody would like to have obviously as much money for all of the good causes that we feel are good, but it just comes to a point where we have to have a government to determine on a year-by-year basis what gets the priority and what doesn't. So I apologize, it sounds like I'm not answering that question, but it's such a large topic that I guess I kind of have to be general with that.
Mm-hmm. And sort of land on the ground and figure out what's happening and proceed from there.
That's definitely true, and one has to remember that at the legislative level, issues come to you in the form of bills, and they come to you in the form of bills one by one. Some general topics have to be parsed out so that you can deal with one little part of them at a time. So it's sometimes difficult to say maybe that you're dealing with a large issue when you're only dealing with it bit by bit, but again, that's how our government works.
Why are you a Republican?
I'm a Republican because I, in general, believe in smaller government, and I'm a fiscal conservative.
And socially?
Socially, I'm more moderate, much more moderate socially. I guess if somebody had to ask me where I lay in that in general. I would say I'm a Robert Ray Republican.
And for those of our listeners that are too young, he was a very popular Republican for how many terms? And
you better check me on this, but I believe he took office in 1969, back when it was still a 2-year term for the governor, and I believe he left office in January of 83.
Mm-hmm. So a very popular governor that worked toward bipartisan solutions.
Absolutely. Bipartisanship, I should say, was, I think, you'd have to ask him, but I believe that was something that was of utmost importance to him.
Is that important to you?
It absolutely is. I think government works at its best when there is bipartisanship in almost every issue. In fact, I'm sitting here wondering, I'm trying to think of one that doesn't, but I think pretty much clear across the board, it's preferable to have members of both parties and independents as well, trying to get together to make good policy.
What's the most important thing that you would like our listeners to know about you today?
I suppose if I had to work it down to just one thing, I would say I do actually want to make a difference. I want government to run as smoothly as possible for as many people as possible, for all people, if that's conceivable. But I would say that it's a genuine interest. That's what I'm bringing to the table, a genuine interest in improvement.
Thanks to John Thorpe for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.